This is Decoded Datebook for February 11th. On this date, in 1904, Patrick Gorneau was born at Turtle Mountain. Rushed by sleigh to the priest for baptism, and given little chance of survival due to his premature birth. His aunt, Shayush, a well-known healer and midwife, created a shoebox incubator and cared for him until he could thrive. Pat later became her apprentice, learning to gather medicinal plants and gaining expert knowledge of nature, creatures, and plant ecology. Due to epidemics and poverty on the reservation, Pat had to attend government boarding schools at Wahpeton, Fort Totten, and Haskell, where he learned skills like blacksmithing, barbering, harness and shoemaking, dairying, farming, and writing. His penmanship and ability to express himself became valuable life skills, helping him form lifelong friendships and political alliances. After finishing eighth grade, Pat traveled across the country, helping his family. He and a friend worked as security in Mexico, but upon seeing U.S. Marines, they escaped under cover of night, heading north. In East Grand Forks, Minnesota, Pat worked for a truck farmer, learned the trade, and married the farmer's daughter. He eventually bought land at Turtle Mountain, starting a family farm business. They lived in an 1880 oak log cabin built by fur traders. Pat's green thumb and innovative methods attracted customers from miles around, selling produce to farm wives, grocery stores, and hotels for 23 years. As tribal chairman, Pat improved conditions for his people. In the 1950s, when the Bureau of Indian Affairs sought to end federal recognition of the Turtle Mountain tribe, Pat fought back. With support from allies like Ed Jolie and Martin Old Dog Cross, the termination bill was defeated. Pat had a stroke after a trip to Washington, D.C., but his efforts were successful. Pat later worked as a night watchman at the Turtle Mountain Ordnance Plant, and after retirement, promoted tribal traditions through powwows and historical booklets. He conducted ceremonies with a peace pipe passed down from his grandfather, who had used it at the 1863 Old Crossing Treaty and 1870 Fort Abercrombie Peace Treaty. Pat Gorneau's cultural revival inspired future generations. He conducted naming ceremonies for dignitaries and wrote The History of the Turtle Mountain Chippewa and other works. His life and legacy also inspired Louise Erdrich's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Night Watchman. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Meryl Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.